Blog Talk Radio. Together and find out. Thank you for joining me. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing strategically each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience. And we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, fill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking out there in the land of the airwaves, Coach Adams, what am I working? I'm feeling the vibrations, and you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is insightful. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with empowering jewels and gems to add to your backpack for your journey known as life. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly rich, and again, we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes in our programming around today's subject that I'm really excited about. So I can't wait to share that with you. And then we're going to open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to an interactive environment that's truly rich, and we truly love the engagement. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Empowerment Coach Shania Marie Adams, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We're in our Shape Up series, and that always brings me great joy. I love bringing principles that assist you in shaping up so that you can win in your vision. Well, before we jump into today's topic, we want to ask you to support us. Take a quick moment to, you know, get those social media juices flowing right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with assisting us in expanding our outreach. I hope you have your pens ready, your notepads, your tablets, your laptops, desktops, iPads, whatever you need to capture the richness on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Again, we are in our Shape Up series, and what we're discussing is beauty, authentic beauty. But I do want to give the disclosure to our male listeners. This is not a female-only show by no means. That's just simply the title. This title relates to absolutely everyone, not a respecter of person, so it's not exclusive to the women when you hear the term beauty. Authentic beauty. And so I want to really dive in, but before I do that, I want to share with you my story, because I feel like my story really helps to set the tone, or a little bit of my story, I should say, helps to set the tone on where we're going with what we're talking about around this subject of authentic beauty. And the reason why this subject was so important to me is that so many people are really struggling and have been struggling in this season of an imposed pause for many, an imposed slowdown, an imposed season to be still, and they're not liking what's coming up to the surface. And so I really wanted to dig into and get a greater understanding around this subject so that we can all continue to grow together. And that is, of course, you know, at the heart of who I am as a coach and what I do, supporting with growth tools so that you can move to another level, whatever that may look like, personally and professionally. And so as I share my story with you, a piece of my story, I'm using this as a backdrop to really and truly set the stage for beauty and where we're diving into today. You see, I was born with eczema. And eczema, for those of you that don't know, it's an inflammatory condition of the skin causing lesions that scale and or crust, often accompanied by intense itching and burning. And so as a child, I suffered severely from the effects physically and not just physically. And this is so important for you to understand that I also suffered emotionally from eczema. So that physical was on the outside, but the emotional effects was on the inside. You see, my skin was highly inflamed from the infections that I got, and oh my gosh, it was just so bad, and it was from infancy because of the lesions and all of what I just set the stage for you until I was an adult. So from infancy to adulthood, I dealt with this condition. And on several occasions, this issue was so severe that I was hospitalized as a child, and as a direct result of this condition, I want you to know that that hospitalization on several different occasions, because one of the things that it had been stated brought out this condition was stress or extreme stress. And so whatever was going on internally was showing up externally on the outside. And you may be thinking as you're sitting there tuned in, listening in, okay, Coach Adams, why are you sharing this with me? Well, I want you to understand and get a backdrop around what we're talking about, and I want to take it to a personal level and be transparent with you. Because not only was my skin inflamed and I was suffering the burning effect physically from eczema, but emotionally I felt the effect and the burn as well due to the hurtful words that were spoken. Yes, I said the hurtful words that were spoken. You see, I was teased greatly and picked on because of the condition of my skin as a little girl. The other kids around me, my peers, they would talk about me. And so this burn of hurtful words hit deep and was truly wounding. And I want you to hear what I'm saying. Again, I can feel the effects of going back to that season as a little girl. You see, the negative words spoken early in my life during my critical stages of development affected my self-image, my self-esteem, and my self-concept. You see, all of those things are on the inside, and that's where the greatest effect was taking place. And what I've grown to realize is that my peers, they didn't know any better. They were kids themselves. They didn't know or understand the effects of the words they were speaking from a place of innocence based on their truth, spoken and unspoken. Nor did they know the true potency, the sting, the potential effects of power of their harsh, negative words spoken to me, this little girl, how it would affect me, the hearer of those words. You see, the impact of each negative word spoken brought with it a great poisonous sting. It wasn't just the words that were spoken, though. This is the thing. It was the unspoken words, the expressions through gestures and glares and how people looked at me because of the condition of my skin, accompanied by quiet whispers. And so as a child, I recall the moment of crying out silently on the inside, saying, "This is not me. This is not me. The condition of my skin does not make me. It does not define me." As a little girl, I remember this so clearly. The words that were spoken and how they affected me. The words you are speaking are not who I am on the inside. I was crying out, "See me, see me, see me." Not based on the condition of my skin, but see me, the real, authentic, genuine me. There was a battle going on the inside of me. There was a true tug of war going on from the inside out. And that's the battle that we all deal with, this battle from the inside out. And if you want to hear more of my story, which is included in my breakout chapter of The Change, book number 14, I am a co-author a part of this Insight into Empowerment, and I wrote a breakout chapter on the power of words. You can order your autographed copy. Contact our team, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or you may shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. And so as I've shared my story with you, a piece of that, I now raise a question to you. I've been transparent with you. And the question that I'm raising is, when you look in the mirror, what is it that you see? When I make that statement, and I use that statement often, I often hear Michael Jackson, "I'm looking at the man in the mirror." And so I raise that question of conscious thought for you to process. When you look in the mirror, do you look in the mirror? Are you hiding from the mirror every chance you get? Because you don't want to be faced with who's in the mirror. You know, the term beauty is only skin deep refers to superficial beauty. It's that physical attractiveness that does not equate to the substance of our character on the inside. You see, a person who looks beautiful may not have a pleasing personality. A person's good looks, they're not going to last forever. They're not going to last always. And this is what I've grown to realize, that you can have someone who is not as aesthetically attractive in the beauty area that the world would say is beauty, but yet, one may say ugly duckling, but yet they are far more attractive on the inside. And what's on the inside radiates on the outside because of that stuff of their character on the inside. Adversely, on the other side, the one that may be more aesthetically beautiful, you encounter them and it's not a pleasing encounter because they are nasty on the inside and it's not a lovely sight. And so although they may have this beautiful aesthetic on the outside, personality-wise, they're ugly and it's not attractive. See, external attractiveness has no relation to goodness or essential quality. I don't want to run over that because that is so important. External attractiveness has no relation to goodness or essential quality. You know, it's interesting. I have a dear associate who is aesthetically beautiful on the outside, and her biggest battle was, just like mine, that my skin was severely damaged, but I'm crying out saying, "See me, the real me," and this person aesthetically beautiful is saying, "Don't just see me based on the attractiveness of the shell on the outside, but see me. See the goodness. See the essential qualities that I have beyond the external." And so when you look in the mirror, the question is, who do you see? Do you see the goodness that's in you, the essential qualities that are in you? Do you see the pleasing personality that you have? Wow, do you see the substance of your character on the inside of you? Well, if you're not seeing that, maybe you haven't been doing the work that you've needed to do. And again, right now, the world has placed great value on beauty all of my life. And so because the world has placed great value on beauty, the outside depiction of that, that if you're not a certain size, if you don't look a certain way, then you're not beautiful. We see that in all of the ads that are depicted. Everything is about how do you look, how do you look, how do you look, and how to improve on the shell of how do you look. Do you ever see ads deal with these things that we just spoke about? The substance of your character, the pleasingness of your personality, the goodness, the essential qualities of who you are. We don't see ads for that. And so guess what? We get caught up in the superficial beauty. We think that if I can doll it up enough, if I can make it look handsome enough, then I'll be good. But yet we're crumbling on the inside. We're like I was as a little girl who was feeling like she was in a jail, a little prison, saying, see me, this is not me. This skin is not me. But you may be doing your very best and doing it well to make it beautiful, make it handsome, but yet on the inside there's great ugliness because you haven't taken the time to care for the inside. You've been so busy grooming and styling and beautifying outside. And so now that you are settled in this imposed pause, this time to be still, this time of slowing down, now you're realizing you don't like what's on the inside. Because what radiates and speaks is based on our years of deposit. The years of deposits made into what I call, Coach Adams calls, our emotional bank account. Now, that's negative or positive deposit. It's not all positive. It's not all negative. We all have a blending of both. We all, as I often say, have a lot of stinking thinking that we have to deal with. But if we haven't been dealing with it, this is what we need to understand, that we are all walking manifestations of the various words that have been deposited into our lives in flesh form, into our emotional bank accounts. And now we're walking it out. And so in this time of difficulty, people are struggling because they are unsettled, not on the outside, but they're unsettled about what is being revealed to them because of what's resting on the inside that they have not yet. And it's now being brought to the surface. It's boiling to the surface because of the imposed slowdown and this season of stillness, to be still. And now you have to process your thoughts. You're now seeing who you are. You may be in a relationship and you're realizing, I didn't really know that person, and they didn't really know me, and I don't like them, and they don't like me, and now we're together. And so it's so important that we dig into this subject. And my little furball here is excited to dig into it. So let's talk about and let's examine what is beneath this flesh. What is beneath our skin? What is beneath the surface of our flesh? What makes up this authentic beauty? What are those things beneath the surface that we can't see? We cannot see them, but yet they are so significant beyond what we can see. And so when we look at that, this inner man, we have to deal with our soul and our spirit. Are you doing the necessary soul work that you need to do to care for your spirit? Are you doing what's required so that emotionally and your emotional and intellectual energy is vibrant, it's healthy, it's attractive? It's anchored in your belief. A true thought to consider, because our soul, our spirit, our inner man, this is immaterial, the immaterial parts of who we are. I can't see it tangibly, but yet I see it. I can't see it tangibly, meaning I can't touch it, but yet I can see it in how it shows up in the world, and how I operate and move and navigate through the world. Because of what has been deposited on the inside of me, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, or we will move based on the deposits that have been made on the inside, our emotional bank accounts into our heart. So we have to deal with our soul and our spirit representing our inner man. But we also have to face and deal with our character. Our character says a lot about us. Our character is that mental and moral, those qualities, distinctions of who we are. What is your character saying about you? What are people saying about you when you're not in the room? It's one thing to have a certain perception of ourselves, but when the rubber meets the road, it's really what do people say about you when you're not there? Not when they say when you're there, because this is the thing. People don't want to hurt our feelings. So they'll tell you whatever you want to hear. They'll pet you, generally speaking. But when you're gone, when you leave the room, what do they say? Do they say, oh, my God, she is so difficult. He is so difficult. Oh, she never keeps her word. Oh, he never keeps his word. I can't trust anything he says. I can't trust anything she says. What are people saying about you? Oh, my gosh, he's so negative. Oh, my gosh, she is so negative. Saying about you when you're not in the room based on the energy and how you navigate and move through the world based on the words that have been deposited in you that now you're manifesting and you're walking it out, because that is authentically you. It comes to the surface. We can hide it well. You know, when people are dating, they can hide it well. They send their representative, the very best of them, but let them put their guards down and they start to get comfortable in their comfort zone. You'd be like, I don't think I like this person that's really there, the authentic person that's starting to show up. You see, we can wear the mask and bring forth the representative well initially. But when we get comfortable, how we respond in the situation is so interesting, because I made a call today and the person answered the phone and they didn't represent the brand that they speak in that moment, because they were in the heat of a pressure point of a moment. And I thought, okay, this is very revealing. This is something for you to deal with. And they caught themselves and realized it because they were caught up in the moment. Now, please understand, Coach Adams is in no way judging, because I have moments. None of us are perfect. So I'm just saying, instantly, we automatically respond based on behavior, based on what's beneath the surface. Bing, bing, bing. It comes up and it shows up. And that's what we're walking out. What's beneath the surface is truly our authentic self. So if we don't deal with our soul and our spirit, our inner man, if we're not focused on building and developing our character, You know, I'm on a journey right now. Wow, it is a rich journey with an amazing group of individuals. We are doing a deep dive into the 15 invaluable laws of growth, and it's based on the book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And so this is a private mastermind. And the reason why I make this reference associated with what I'm speaking about is because the number one law out of the gate is the law of intentionality, that growth doesn't just happen. And so the reason why I make that reference with what I'm sharing with you today is that in order for you to be who you desire to be and to show up in the way that you desire to show up, your authentic you, you have to do the work. You have to be intentional to do the soul and spirit work, to work on the inner man. You have to be intentional to deal with your character. It doesn't just happen. So we have to do the work. We have to be willing to dig in and go deep into these areas that maybe we're not as strong in. Maybe they're pockets of weakness. We have to do the work. Because the other area of what makes up this authentic beauty, our authentic self, is our thoughts and our thinking. Our thoughts and our thinking tells a lot about us. This is how we're going to navigate through the world, because using our thoughts and rationalizing, making judgments on our intellectual processes, positive or negative, is based on our thinking. And that is a direct result of those words that have been deposited in us. And share that you don't want to entertain negativity. You don't want to set a beautiful table like you're inviting guests over and entertain negativity. But many of us do it. And I mention that regularly because it's so important that we recognize that I have a responsibility. If I don't like what's showing up, I have to make different decisions. I have the responsibility to create a shift. I have the responsibility to make different decisions. I have the responsibility to stay mindful of what am I listening to? What am I reading? What am I allowing to be deposited into my emotional bank account? Because all of those things are seeds that are creating, quote unquote, our authentic self, our authentic beauty, what's going to come out when we're in those boiling points of life. And if instantly your nature is to blow off and fly off the handle, guess what? That's what you're going to do. But if you have a calm temperament, and even when you're in the pressure point of life, you're going to respond based on what's on the inside of you, because that is truly who you are beyond the shell. Your emotions, that state of mind, your feelings, what you're passionate about. Someone cuts you off on the road. How do you respond? Do you give them a little birdie finger in the air? Do you call them out of their name? Do you have some choice words for them? Do you bless them on to their next journey? How do you respond emotionally? Because this speaks to what is at your core, who you are based on the very fiber of your being. Now, I'm bringing all of this to your consciousness. I'm bringing it so that you can be aware of it. But this is the thing. You have the opportunity to make a shift. How do you make a shift? Be conscious of these areas that are weak spots for you. Be intentional about growing in these areas, dealing with those weak spots. Don't just go blind to them. Don't be like the ostrich putting your head in the sand to them. That's not going to create change. Again, these are things that they reside on the inside, but yet how strong they are or are not speaks in our lives daily. And it makes up our authentic self, our authentic beauty. So we said that a part of this makeup of our authentic self, our authentic beauty, is our soul, our spirit, that inner man. We have our character that we have to deal with, our thoughts and our thinking. We have our emotions that we have to deal with. We also have our beliefs. What are your beliefs? Because our beliefs are our truths, our faith, our confidence in someone or something. What are your beliefs centered on, anchored in? Do you even know? Are you working to build your beliefs and what you believe? Are you working to build the spiritual muscles of that, strengthening that area, those areas that we've talked about? What else is on the inside of us? Our potential. Yes. You see, our potential is the capacity to develop into something in the future. We all have a great potential. It's very vast. It's without limits. Today I posted about that there are no, we have unlimited options. Unlimited options. But we put limits on our options. We put limits on our options because we throw the seeds of hope away. You know, my mentors give a great illustration that I think is so important and connects with what we're talking about on our potential. You see, if you were to take an apple, you pick an apple, the full potential of that apple is that that apple, you get to that core, that those seeds would be planted, and those seeds would then birth forth trees that birth forth more fruit, more apple with more seed. Again, unlimited options. Our potential is great. But I had an apple today, and what did I do? I had one this morning for breakfast. Fuji apple, those are my favorite. I cut the apple open. I took the core and the seeds out, and guess what I did with it? You guessed it. I threw it away. I didn't plant the seeds, and that is what many of us do with our potential. We begin to limit the options because we throw away the seeds. What are the seeds of your potential that you're throwing away? Maybe you have a book project in you that you've thrown it away thinking, I'm not good enough to do that. I've never written a book. I can't do that. All of the negative words begin to cause doubt on the inside. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's an invention. Maybe it's a script. Whatever it may be, have you thrown the seeds and that core away because you didn't see the value in it? And so now you've limited your potential. Just something to think about. And I give you the richness of the jewels and gems to bring you to another level of awareness, to process around, to think about, so that you're more equipped to do what? Work it now, which of course you know when is my slogan, that you would work your vision, whatever that may be, unlimited potential, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, whatever that may be, unlimited potential, unlimited options. It's never too late. As long as we have breath in our bodies, it's never too late to fulfill our assignment, whatever that may be. It's not going to be easy. It'll cost you something. And whatever that costs, be willing to pay the price. The other intangible is values. Values. But let's look at what we've talked about. And I want to thank you. If you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we're talking about our authentic self, authentic beauty. If you've missed the richness that was discussed at the top of the hour, wow, I encourage you to go back to our on-demand library. So many rich jewels and gems there for you to add to your backpack for your journey of life to be more empowered in whatever it is that you've been called to do personally and professionally. And so we're looking at some of the things that make up our authentic beauty, that make up our authentic self. And so we talked about our soul, our spirit, the inner man. We talked about our character. We talked about our thoughts and our thinking. We talked about our emotions. We talked about our beliefs. We talked about our potential, and we were transitioning and segueing into our values, and we have a couple of others that we're going to share, but I want to hear from you in about 5 minutes. And so if you have a question, I want to engage with you. You've made the decision to tune in to Motivational Monday today, and I so appreciate you sacrificing this hour of empowerment. But I would really love to engage with you. I often say you wouldn't go into a bank and need to make a withdrawal and just stand in the bank and not go to the teller. Now, I understand you may be thinking, but I called in so that I can hear and listen. But I want you to know that I'm here to support you, and I would love to hear, what are you taking away, subject of this investment of time that you've made and the value that you're receiving? Don't be shy. This is a safe space. So in about 5 minutes, we're going to open our lines for that, but let's look at our values. Our values, regarding something and holding something of worth, giving it great worth, giving it importance. And so when you think about the values that you have in your life, what does that look like? What do you hold in high regard? What do you have a great price on? What do you hold as important? Because those are your values, and your values are going to show up. You know, I gave the illustration about a quote-unquote ugly duckling. That ugly duckling may not have the aesthetics of quote-unquote beauty, as one would define it based on the world standards, but yet they can be so attractive because of all of the inner things that we're talking about that now make them more attractive. And I know you've seen it. I know. You've seen a beautiful, on the outside, aesthetically, beautifully pleasing woman. You know you have, and you know you're guilty with a man that wasn't as attractive. And you know it crossed your mind, and you thought about it, and you said, how did she get her? Because of the perceived point of view that she's so beautiful and he's not that attractive. I bet you, I guarantee you, his authentic self was dynamic. Woo! And so that shined forth even greater. And then, you know, I don't want to mess with models. I'm not going to do it. But you've had somebody so beautiful. They open their mouths, and how they treat people is so nasty. You're like, oh, she is not even. He is not even, because of the decay on the inside of them. They haven't done the inner work. They've done a lot of work on the outside, but what's on the inside is what's going to radiate, and because there's such decay on the inside, they're not attractive. they don't line up with the package because of they haven't done the soul work. They haven't dealt with their soul, their spirit. They haven't dealt with their character. They have negative stinking thinking. Their emotions are all over the place, negative. Their beliefs, they don't even know. They don't even have an anchor in that area. Their potential is shot. They're coming from a hopeless place. Nobody knows the trouble they've seen. All of that pulls away from your attractiveness. Now people want to flee from you. They're like, oh, my gosh, they're such – because we're energy. All of that is energy that we radiate, that we release into the atmosphere. And it's either like a magnet that people are attracted to it, or it repels people, and they're not attracted to it. They're starting to flee. And have you ever wondered – no, not you that's listening in to Motivational Mondays. I'm not going to even go there because you're like magnets. You're attractive. You're listening in, hearing those areas where you can improve to be even more attractive and stronger. So our self-image and our self-esteem is our confidence that we place in ourselves and the worth. What value do you see in you? What is your self-image and your self-esteem of you? How do you view you? Again, I hear Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man or woman in the mirror. And our self-concept is the constructs, our constructs of our belief of ourself. And so, how do you view you? Again, we have our self-concept, our self-image, our self-esteem. All of this makes up that attractiveness of what we vibrate and send out into the world based on our authentic self. Well, this is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. And boy, do I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Are you taking anything away? Do you have anything to add? Do you have a question? One, on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, press one. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. We want to hear from you. And again, this is a safe space. And so I'm thankful that you have tuned in today. And I want you to know that I want to hear from you. So we'll wait for you to chime on in. And meanwhile, I'm going to continue to share in this discussion with you. And I want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals. I don't care what you are dealing with. And I'm not minimizing. I don't know your story. I don't know your story. I know that there is a lot going on in the world around us. I'm not minimizing that. But what I've grown to realize is that it is important on your goals. Why? Because your goals give you focus. They are your vision. And so we have to have vision. Vision is what gives us the clarity that we need, that keeps us anchored and centered on where am I going on this journey known as life. So where are you going? Don't allow your vision to become clouded because of the circumstances. You know, the reality is, and earlier this year, probably I think it was in March or April, I did a mastermind on navigating through difficulty. And the thing about it is that a crisis is common. We all deal with crisis and have dealt with crisis in our lives. That's just a part of the very fabric of living life. Now, granted, I understand we're dealing with a supercharged crisis. you know, with COVID-19 and all of the layers of that. We've also had social unrest and all of the layers of that. Again, I'm not minimizing. We've had millions on unemployment. I'm not minimizing the struggle. But the one thing that I can say to be true, the wisdom that I've grown in, is that you cannot lose focus on your vision. And so I want to encourage you today, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your vision. And whatever you're doing that's not working for you, it's time to do things differently. It's time to do a reset, to readjust. You know, a pivot is what you need at this time. When we're clear on the vision, a pivot is not changing the vision. A pivot is simply changing the strategy to reach the vision, to reach and achieve the goal. And so when a basketball player is on the court and they pivot, the goal remains make the basket or transfer the ball to the other person to make the basket, to get the point. And so we make those adjustments as we need to make those adjustments based on the climate. And so what I'm saying to you is today's discussion was about making sure you are equipped to know that if some things are stirring up in you at this time and you are feeling unsettled about what's bubbling and boiling to the surface, that this is a great opportunity for you to work on those things. It's a great opportunity for you to really build who you are stronger from the inside out. Do the work on your inner man. Be intentional on your journey of growth. Don't be afraid of those weak spots. Be it your soul work spirit, you need to work on it, do that. You need to work on your character, do that. You need to change your thinking, change your thinking. You need to tap into and deal with your emotions because you often go to a negative place because of the thinking. Deal with that. Don't be afraid of those things that are being brought to the surface. You're struggling in your belief in this season. Hey, deal with that. If you're feeling hopeless because you're feeling like my capacity is just, you know, with all that's going on, deal with that. Don't be afraid to face it. If your image and your esteem and your concept of who you are is not in the healthiest place, deal with that. Don't run from it. Be aware of those areas that you can work on, be intentional, and do the work that's required to develop yourself to another level and grow. And, you know, now I would say is the perfect time for a winning partnership. One-on-one coaching really makes the difference. And if you would like additional details, I'm offering those listeners from Motivational Mondays who call in today. If you call in by Friday, I have something special for you because I want to support you on your journey to grow and develop to the next level. And I want to be on your team. You know, one of the things that I've said regularly is that I've been able to navigate through the season of crisis and difficulty more effectively because of the people that I have circling the wagons on my dream team. And having the right dream team is so crucial and so important. And I want to be on your team. So you want to learn more about one-on-one coaching? Give me a call. Give our team a call. 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. I am so excited about next week's installment of Motivational Mondays. You know, one of my weak spots, and, you know, I'm often transparent with you, our global listening audience. One of my weak spots is I'm a foodie. Oh, my gosh, I am such a foodie. You've heard me say that. I don't need to get into that, our regular listeners. And so I've been on a wellness journey, and I understand the importance of not just developing our mind and our spirit and our soul, but we have to deal with our body. We have to deal with our temple. And so next week, we're going to talk about health and wellness is the greatest riches. Health and wellness is the greatest riches next week on Motivational Mondays. I hope you'll tune in for that. If you want additional information about the various opportunities that I have available through my Full Circle of Empowerment, again, get in touch with our team. We want to continue this conversation. Maybe you're thinking, Coach Adams, I don't feel comfortable about asking a question. I just wanted to listen in. I want to be anonymous, whatever the case may be. No worries. I support you. It's all good. I appreciate you tuning in. But I want you to know socially we can continue the conversation. You can give show recommendations. Maybe there's a topic that you have burning that you're like, oh, my gosh, I would so love to hear more about that, Coach Adams. Or maybe you have a great guest that you feel would bring a richness to our virtual boardroom. I would love to hear from you. And so you can, if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, great opportunity to allow yourself to be added. It's an open group. And so just simply ask to join and you are welcome. All are welcome. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I trust that you have truly gotten some rich jewels and gems from today's installment. And as we wind down and bring things to a close, I want to just share with you that this season that we're in, the season doesn't dictate where you are going. Hear what I'm saying. The season that we're in does not dictate where you are going. You are not limited to the season that we are in. But what you are limited to is if you have limited thinking, if your potential, you're feeling hopeless, all of those things that we talked about from the inside out that radiate and vibrate, all of that would prevent you from moving to another level. And so those are the things that are limiting for you, not the circumstances. Circumstances happen. The question is, how do you navigate through the circumstances? You know, it's so interesting because two people can be dealing with the same situation. One navigates through a whole different point of view, and they come out on the other side greater, better. The other, they die, figuratively speaking, not necessarily naturally speaking, but figuratively speaking. Hey, that's tongue-tied right there. And so I say that because it is your limited thinking that will be the constraint that prevents you from being able to move to another level beyond the circumstances that we're dealing with. To you to make different decisions for you. You have the power to change. And I want to encourage you to do whatever you need to do to change and move to the next level because your journey, it's truly worth it. You have been called to a purpose. And I am trusting that you're on that journey. And if you haven't made that connection, get the support that you need. I'm happy to support you, as I mentioned, and be on your dream team. And so you have resources. You do not have to stay where you are today. You have the ability to change the course and the direction. Allow yourself to be recalibrated. Don't allow yourself to quit. Quitting should not be an option. You should continue to navigate forward, grow forward on your journey. Well, our time has come to a close, and this is Coach Adams. I am going to close it out and bring it to a close right here, right where we are, because we're right at that time. I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You. I leave you with this. You know my slogan. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.